welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can also listen to the show again, or if you missed it, go back and hear it for the first time by going to our own website, which is www.nagb.org.bs. You go to the Learn menu and scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you can listen to all of the archive shows, and you could forward the MP3 to your friends or whatever you'd like, and listen to it over and over again. While you're on our website, go visit our calendar, see what we have coming up. There's always a lot of movies and talks and all kinds of stuff happening at the National Art Gallery, aside from our exhibitions, workshops, Friday Night Live. We have the next one coming up January 25th, which is when you get into the museum in the evening for the price of admission and get a band and a free drawing workshop and a free workshop for kids, and it's all awesome. So go to the calendar, see what's happening. And or just come by the National Art Gallery. And of course, it's you do have to pay for a ticket during the week, Tuesday through Saturday. But on Sundays, the National Art Gallery is always, every Sunday, free to all of the public. So we invite you to come. And on the fourth Sundays, we have free guided tours as well. If you think, well, I'm not sure I'm going to get it, or, you know, there was something I saw and I didn't understand, we have people there that you can speak to and can share their thoughts on the work with you. So please come on down with your family or with your friends or whatever, and get involved with your culture and your National Art Gallery. We're going to go back to our guests in the studio tonight. We have two poets and a book. What's the official? What's your official bookmaker, bookbinder, book printmaker?
Professional Luddite. Yes, I'm a book artist.
book artist
and writer.
Sonia Farmer. And we also have in the studio with us Charlotte Hannay. So welcome back home and back to the Blank Canvas studio, Charlotte.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to have you back. So we have you also in the show, also with a collaboration, also with poetry. Tell us a little bit about your project.
Mm-hmm. So it's a collaboration with Yasmin Glinton, mm-hmm. who is a Bahamian poet and is launching a chapbook this evening that came out of a residency at The Current with Sonia.
See, we did collaborate somehow, just third person removed.
And that's how I got into a collab with Yasmin, because I met her through a reading in the summer
We
did. And we just started to correspond. Mm-hmm. And we were writing to each other in poetry, because I don't know if all poets do it, but that's what poets do sometimes. So
my husband and I send each other rhyming text messages. Does that count?
Yes.
I've exchanged emoji poems with friends. It's the best. Yeah, it's so fun.
Oh, I have to try that. I haven't tried emoji poems.
That book will come out one day when Apple lets us use the emojis.
Yeah.
And then you'll have an emoji poem book.
I will.
That'll be good. And bound.
Absolutely.
We didn't send back and forth emojis, and it didn't rhyme, but we were corresponding back and forward, and it became, Yasmin started editing it, and it became a poem. And then we decided that we would submit it to the call for NE9, and we submitted it as a triptych. So there's the collab poem, and then there are two individually authored pieces. Mm-hmm. And we take on a few interesting topics. We presented it as a triptych because we wanted to address the Christianity that undergirds our nation state and a lot of our politics. And three is a magic number. So we didn't take on the
Trinity. Sure is.
Yeah, we didn't take the Trinity on in our words, but we took on the seeming collusion between nation state and Christianity.
And actually, now that you bring that up, the way it's installed is sort of church, like the way in that area there, it kind of is almost like the apse of a church somehow in the stairwell of the Villa Doyle.
And that was brilliant. And then and Holly suggested that we install it that way. And so when you see it, when you stand in front of the wall installation, you actually see through two doorways, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And that's underneath Yasmin's piece called Her Legacy, entitled Her Legacy. One thing I want to do that I didn't do when I started speaking is say that I want to recognize our ancestors, because I always carry them with me, and we write a lot about being in conversation with them. We write about our mothers, we write about our Grammys, we write about the ancestors and all of our blood that's in the soil, right?
So, well, and speaking, I mean, we referred to that before the break, which is, you know, what we carry in our bones, right? The trauma and the joys and the sadnesses, and it all is then held in our bodies, right?
Yes. And so it's, I recognize that they're here with us, and so I want to thank them mm-hmm. for coming with us and for helping us bring words. Yeah. And one of the things that Sonia said really struck me, because she talked a lot, she's talked about the nonlinear nature of mm-hmm. the collection. And I think poetry lends itself to nonlinear mm-hmm. expression of thought. And the collabs came about in that way. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't linear.
Yeah. And I think a human experience isn't, because we're having that conversation off air, so we can have it also on air. We were mm-hmm. talking about the red thread cycle mm-hmm. and how, you know, even though there's seven poems, it's not really sort of a beginning and an end. Mm-hmm. And we spoke to, again, trauma and sadnesses and joys again, and how these things can just mm-hmm. suddenly be with you like at full force at unexpected moments. Yes. I have those moments still. I mean, I lost my mother 15 mm-hmm. years ago, and there's times where there's something that will just take me right back to being
Absolutely.
There,
mm-hmm.
you know, in her last days. Mm-hmm. And I think that's human experience is nonlinear. Mm-hmm. We want it to be. We somehow package it as linear.
Yeah, and artists really access that quite mm-hmm. successfully.
Yeah.
And poetry lends itself to that for sure.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. poetry lends itself to mm-hmm. that. And I mean, mm-hmm. we live in a construct, right, of linear time and mm-hmm. Gregorian time and calendars and, you know, needing to be places, though the Caribbean is in a different time.
Yeah.
Yes. We were talking about this earlier. We're in a different time space. Mm-hmm. And so in the work, we work through that, right, mm-hmm. in words, because we're always in conversation with people who seemingly are no longer here, right, mm-hmm. in corporeal form, but they're never more really mm-hmm. far away than 2 days, right, mm-hmm. 2 days, a couple moments. Mm-hmm. So that time comes through. So we form the triptych to talk about the fruit and the seed as grief and fear. Mm-hmm. And it was actually another artist, Kishelle Knowles, who does a lot of work around grief and how mm-hmm. as a nation we need to grieve, right? And how I think in our community there's so much grieving that mm-hmm. hasn't happened that mm-hmm. we don't have space for. Mm-hmm. And that grieving, I think, continues to keep us mired in spaces of violence. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, imagine if everybody got healed. Mm-hmm. Right? Like what that would mean. Mm-hmm. It's such a simple concept. But it would completely revolutionize the way that we live our relationships in our lives.
Absolutely.
So we wrote about the things that we grieve about mm-hmm. and how we feel that in our bodies. And then, I mean, I don't think it's actually gone when you put it on the page, but it's a process of working through it.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to share one of those with us or two?
I would. I'll read the collab okay. that we wrote together. Mm-hmm. And so the series is called A Botanical of Grief, and this collab is called Mourning, a Bounty. The bones of our ancestors are sold at our shores, white and powdered, washed up sparkling, a part of our bartered self. These bones, they are my mother's garden, a haunting beauty, uprooted. Do you know how to rest inside this life? I wore my mother's fingerprint the first time in forever. Jelly hovered there, translucent, just beside my left tricep. That day, I was praying in the ocean. For them and for us. It has been so all along. Now I wait for the wind to tell me what to feel. Picture death in all its outfits, crossing into an oncoming lane. Longing for a return to its original form. I wonder when is the right time to tell you your grandmother's stories. What to say but thank you, here is this in return. My grandmother left a plot of land when she died. I will never thank her for it. I will plant the umbilical cord of my children here, hoping one third of her blood is enough for this earth to remember the weight of her feet upon it. There are ways our blood marks a place, and no rain can wash us away. Let yourself bleed, gal, right into the soil, and watch life grow. They are beginning to forget, stamping their history over ours, stealing my grandmother's stories, asking God to sprinkle holy water over Thanksgivings we offered starry skies. I wonder, in the unsovereign, do we own our own stories? Next generation will move in knowing nothing of Cirrus beneath Lignum Vitae, my connection anchored in a yard not my own. Someone else lives in Grammy's house now, spreading down in the ground. I thought to leave fallow when we were plucked out.
Thank you. that really speaks to so many issues, right? Mm-hmm. That we are sort of grappling with. Mm-hmm. And even though they weren't referring to, you know, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. it just made me think that, again, we're taking on so many traditions that aren't ours and losing ourselves through that. And how do you become a global citizen? Because we want to be more open to the world, right? Or at least we in this room want to be. And how do you retain your selfness, especially when you're from such a small place with such a complicated history, and still be open to that?
Yeah, how do you even know what that selfness is?
Which is, I think, kind of what everyone's grappling with the show, right? And so many things that we're trying to deal with at the National Art Gallery, right, is what is it to be a Bahamian? What is it to be a woman in this country? Yeah, so many things, because it seems like we're so young. Someone just said this last night, and it really struck me too. It was like, you know, yeah, if you've been a country for 200, 300 years, it's sort of like you might have an identity, but 40 years, like how are we supposed to even, right, mm-hmm. come up with this idea of what it is to be Bahamian, and yet one's been sort of forced on us, right, mm-hmm. that there's a sort of single narrative, the single story of what it is,
right,
there's this one narrative and that's it, mm-hmm. and if you don't fit it, and how could that be after only 40 years?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I never really thought about it in that kind of time span as well. It's like, but even so, you think of other cultures and you're like, is it really that simple for anybody?
Yeah. Also, like, what part of your identity is yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not really young, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, we're
as
not
a nation
young,
state,
as,
we're young.
As a nation yes. state, we're young.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're not really
yeah.
young.
Well, and that's the other thing. Where does it begin? And mm-hmm. yeah, well, you're yet, like you said, you speak to the ancestors. So you're right. We are. Mm-hmm. We are ancient. So, we're going to talk about some of those ideas when we come back from our next short break. I think we always need a pause after the poems. It's like I always feel after the poems I need to think a little bit.
Yeah.
And I can't speak anymore. So.
That was beautiful, beautifully complex.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I am here in the studio tonight with Sonia Farmer and Charlotte Hene, who you just heard reading her collaborative poem that she wrote with Yasmin Glinton. Who was unable to join us today, but will be on the show another time. And their works are part of the National Exhibition, which I'm really pleased about, that we're opening up the NE to other forms of expression other than visual, even though, you know, we say the gallery's visual culture. It's wonderful to, like, see these kind of cross-pollinations happening. Mm-hmm. And you can enjoy their work, or, you know, maybe enjoy is the wrong word. You can experience the work. If you come to the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you can read the poems, you can listen to Sonia's and her collaborator, Shivani Ramlishan. So come and do that. I encourage you to do that. So we are going to go to a short break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this much-needed but short break.